Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 87 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
MSU's campus is now a free speech zone.
An annual car show in Haldeman is set to return this weekend.
Downtown Huntington is hosting its arts night out tonight.
The Three Forks Regional Jail is currently under quarantine.
In sports, the coaching staff for the MSU softball team has a new member.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 83. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers before 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 63. Saturday, sunny with a high near 84. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 87.
Moorhead State University's campus is now fully a free speech zone. The Board of Regents voted to amend the current policy during the regular meeting today. The change was prompted by the amendment of Kentucky Revised Statute 164 during the last legislative session. Faculty Regent Dr. Annie Adams discussed concerns with MSU's legal counsel, James Fitzpatrick, during the meeting.
This didn't take effect until June.
So give it time, right?
And they're just now adopting policies. I hope the first case is not John Doe versus MSU.
Adams says, according to the KRS, standard practices in English studies would go against the law. No legal cases concerning the KRS revision have been filed since the change took effect on June 1st.
An annual car show in Haldeman is set to return this weekend. This will mark the 8th year for the Hoodlums in the Holler car show and extravaganza. The event is presented by the Carter County Cruisers, and club president John Bailey says it's always a busy day.
It's a open car show. We do nothing but custom awards for the cars. We have, like I said, of course, the car show part, but we also have a live band. We have Laid Back Country Picker this year. We have a Miss Hoodlums contest, sort of a pinup contest, but a little more family friendly.
Hoodlums in the Holler gets underway at 9 a.m. Saturday at the Haldeman Community Center. Bailey adds there is no admission for spectators.
Downtown Huntington is hosting its Arts Night Out tonight. The monthly event at the Heritage Station will feature visual and performing arts as well as activities for the public. Co-organizer Rain Clover says the Arts Night Out started this year and there are different events every second Thursday of the month.
For this month, we're going to have a drum circle out on our patio to welcome guests as they come in. We're also going to have a tap takeover at Taps, which is our craft beer. We've got three great visual arts exhibitions for y'all. We've got opportunities to carve your own ceramic tile. And we've got a couple of artisan pop-ups and even a local author that's going to be talking about writing for graphic novel.
Clover says the group is looking for participants for 2020. All activities except tile carving are free and take place in the Heritage Station. The event starts at 6 p.m.
Fayette County Superintendent Manny Calk is touting the district's accomplishments over the last year. Calk told an audience Wednesday morning that the district is growing and becoming more diverse. He also tells the Herald Leader progress in schools is in need of extra support.
And I'm proud to tell you that the students at all seven comprehensive support and intervention schools, all six of our partnership zone schools, and three of our five empowerment zone schools posted high growth in reading and in math.
Local schools are in the process of revamping safety measures, including installing metal detectors, in part funded by a tax increase.
A state representative is hoping to pass a bill aiming to improve safety for children as they get on and off the school bus. Robert Goforth pre-filed the bill last week, which would require all school buses in Kentucky to have stop arm cameras and fine anyone caught on camera passing a stopped school bus. Terry Hood is the transportation director for the Fairview Independent School District. She tells WSAZ she's seen too many close calls.
They all stand out. I mean, because you just have a fear. You're just sick in your stomach and your heart's beating out of your chest thinking that how close they were to the child. The safety of our children comes first. And if we need cameras everywhere to make sure that they are safe, I agree with that.
If Goforth's bill passes, it would require all school buses in Kentucky to have stop arm cameras by August of 2023.
Kentucky's senior senator is under pressure from colleagues and constituents following this week's high-profile mass shootings and controversial social media posts. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Protesters have staked out near McConnell's home in Louisville while the lawmaker convalesces from a fractured shoulder. They're calling for the Senate to take up gun control measures in the wake of deadly shootings in Texas and Ohio. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also called out McConnell over a now viral photo showing seven young men in Team Mitch shirts posing suggestively with a cardboard cutout of the New York Democrat. Some of those pictured are students at Lexington Christian Academy. McConnell spokesperson Kevin Golden said the young men are not part of McConnell's staff, adding, quote, they're high schoolers, and it's incredible that the national media has sought to once again paint a target on their backs rather than report real and significant news in our country, end quote. The senator's reelection campaign is also taking fire from retired Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath, who is running to unseat him in 2020. McGrath took issue with a photo shared by the McConnell campaign with her name on one of several tombstones, appearing to represent McConnell's political kills. McGrath tweeted that she found it troubling. The campaign thought it was, quote, appropriate to use imagery of the death of a political opponent as messaging. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A 14-year-old Lawrence County girl fired a gun at some potential home intruders over the weekend. WYMT reports the individual was one of three teenage girls home at the time when two men attempted to break into the residence. One man attempted to kick doors in, while other was preparing to knock out a window with a shovel. That's when the girl fired a shot in the two men's direction and they left the scene. Lawrence County Constable Daniel Castle says the girl took some necessary steps.
Considering that she's 14 years old, she did a good job. I encourage everyone that can legally carry a firearm to carry a firearm to protect themselves and their families just in case the need arises.
The girl did call emergency services, but police were unable to locate the potential intruders.
The Lexington Fire Department responded to a building collapse Tuesday afternoon. The incident took place in a new U-Haul storage facility at Leestown Road and Alexandria Drive. Michelle Johnson was a witness to the event. She tells WKYT she saw the sprinkler system go off and black smoke come from the building.
He actually said a prayer when we drove over to the actual building because it's such a large building, we were worried that the people in front wouldn't even know that the back of their building collapsed.
No one was in the part of the facility that collapsed, but other parts were evacuated. Officials still don't know what caused the incident, but are analyzing the stability of the rest of the building.
A two-vehicle collision in Boyd County last night left one person dead and two others injured. The incident occurred on Route 5 in the Summit community around 11 p.m. Kentucky State Police say 41-year-old Jason Hall of Ashland failed to negotiate a turn, struck a guardrail, and traveled through a ditch. When Hall reentered the roadway, he entered the southbound lane, striking a vehicle operated by 67-year-old Gayla Scott of Flatwoods and a juvenile passenger. Hall was pronounced dead at the scene. Scott and the passenger were taken to Cabell Huntington Hospital for treatment. KSP Post 14 announced after the crash they'll be conducting sobriety checkpoints throughout Boyd, Greenup, Carter, and Lawrence counties.
The Three Forks Regional Jail is under quarantine due to an inmate there contracting meningitis. LEX 18 reports authorities there believe the threat has been contained. The inmate started showing symptoms last week and was eventually transported to the hospital with pneumonia and meningitis. The inmate had been in a cell with close to 80 other inmates, but employees say they've done thorough cleaning and hope to be back to normal operations tomorrow. The inmate's current condition is unknown.
Taking a look at sports this afternoon, the coaching staff for the Morehead State University softball team has a new member. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has the story.
the 2019 National Player of the Year and former University of Kentucky softball standout Abby Cheek will begin her coaching career at Morehead State. One of the most prolific athletes in Kentucky history, Cheek culminated her four-year collegiate foray by being named the Shutt National Fast Pitch Coaches Association National Player of the Year this past season, while also earning Southeastern Conference Player of the Year accolades. Also in the final 10 for the USA Softball National Player of the Year, Cheek was drafted 14th overall by the Bandits in the National Pro Fast Pitch Draft this year. Cheek, who played third base, nailed 20 home runs during her senior season and smashed the UK career record by 13, nailing 61 career long balls. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Morehead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose, erasing most of the steep losses from earlier in the week as global bond yields rebounded, while investors digested better-than-expected trade data out of China. And at 3:46, the Dow Industrial showed a gain of 367.32 at 26,374.39. The S&P 500 was up 52.14 at 2936.12, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 173.5. at 8,036.36. Through this afternoon, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 had actually eked out a small weekly gain, and the Dow was only down 0.4%. Tech shares led the gainers today, with its sector rising about 2%. Advanced Micro Devices was the best performing stock in the sector, surging about 14% as investors cheered the release of a second generation chip for data centers. Disney shares also contributed to gains, rising almost 2% after a Credit Suisse analyst upgraded the media giant to outperform from neutral. The analyst expects the company will have a successful launch of Disney Plus, which is the company's streaming service. The benchmark 10-year Treasury note yield traded at 1.71% after dropping below 1.6% in the previous session. In Germany, the 10-year Bund yielded negative 0.5%, this after sliding to negative 0.6%, a record low in the previous session. And the jump in global bond yields today coincided with a Reuters report saying Germany is considering issuing new debt to finance a climate protection package. The report cited a German senior government official. Strong data out of China helped calm Wall Street down. China said exports rose 3.3% on a year-over-year basis in July. Economists polled going into the report expected exports to actually fall by 2%, and the data helped Asian stocks overnight. China set the yuan's midpoint above 7 per U.S. dollar earlier this week, and today the actual reference rate is 7.0039 yuan per the dollar. And although the Chinese Central Bank is setting the currency above the key 7 level, this new rate is stronger than the market had actually expected, and this is helping investor sentiment. In the commodities markets, oil was up 3.5% at $52.88 a barrel. Gold was down 0.2% at $1,516.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a big day with the Stock 600 index up 1.625%. In Asia, markets had a good day as well, with the Nikkei up 0.3% and the Shanghai Composite up almost 1%. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp 37 cents at $52.98, Marathon Petroleum up $1.15 at $49.28, Delta Airlines up 88 cents at $60.12, Kroger down 54 cents at $23.36, and Valvoline was up 63 cents to finish at $22.88. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Leanne Akers. Now back to All Things Considered.